How you doing?
At Marino Golf Center in Metro Detroit, driving range owner Joe Marino and customer Brett Wahlberg are talking about Michigan's mania for golf.
Lots of people. Golf.
Every level. Every level. Guy,
it's the
girl.
Kind of sport you can play when you're 9, you can play when you're 90.
Yeah.
Male, female. If all you're very uncoordinated, you can play this sport. I mean, it's not just upper middle class sport anymore. It's for everybody.
Golf in Michigan is a $1 billion a year industry and growing. The sport is so popular, golf courses can't keep up with the number of new players. So Michigan is building more courses. 34 new ones opened in 1998. Oakland County is the third wealthiest county in the United States with a median income of $53,000 a year. And where there's wealth, there tends to be golf. Currently, Oakland County is home to about 80 courses, more than any other Michigan county. It also has the most courses in development. One of those will break ground soon, here in this grassy field. Within a few feet in any direction, there are small oak and maple forests. There's two species of owls, lots of insects. This field is owned by Oakland University in Rochester.
There's a fairway that's coming down right past our research area through the open area here and down into the forest, and it'll go into the forest a couple of hundred feet. And this is the most critical area for teaching and research on campus. There's a large diversity of birds, mammals, and insects in this particular part of the campus.
Dr. George Gamboa is a professor of biological science at the university. He and his colleagues are upset because they use this area for field biology classes. He says this is the place where students can get outside the classroom to study ecology firsthand. But if the golf course is built, that would all be lost.
This large natural area that Oakland University owns is a vestige of the natural areas that were found throughout Oakland County. And it's certainly one of the largest pieces, if not the largest piece of undisturbed land that's been natural for well over 100 years. Many parts of the natural campus have trees that are over 120 years old.
Gamboa and others have been holding protests and picketing the university's Board of Trustees to try and stop the golf development. But university officials remain firm with their plan. The golf course should attract new donors and bring in big money. The initiation fee is set at $5,000 a person, and the university will charge $1,500 in yearly fees. Interim Vice President for Academic Affairs David Downing says income from the new course will ultimately benefit students.
The goal in all of these activities are to help preserve and promote and, in fact, support the academic mission of the institution by providing the additional sources of revenue.
And Downing defends the new course, saying it will actually preserve the environmental integrity of the landscape.
By putting the golf course there, we're actually helping protect the native land, the natural terrain, in that it's being incorporated into the design. The woodlands are not being completely destroyed. There's large tracts that will be preserved.
But environmentalist Dave Dempsey says it's outrageous to say a golf course will actually protect natural terrain.
Golf courses are a managed landscape. They may appear benign to the naked eye, but they obviously involve significant amounts of grading, of construction, even if it's something as small as bridges, and they quite often result in conversion of or destruction of wetlands. You may see birds and other kinds of wildlife near a golf course, but it's going to become a lot less of a diverse ecosystem, much more of a urbanized ecosystem despite the green grass.
Dempsey is the policy director of the Michigan Environmental Council. Until recently, environmentalists like Dempsey opposed golf courses because of the large amounts of pesticides, herbicides, and fertilizers used to keep grass looking flawless and green. But Dempsey says the issue now is more one of land use. He says developers should stop looking at open space for golf courses and instead look to older industrial or residential land.
How many golf courses do we need? Is it going to become like McDonald's where you have to have a golf course within 2 miles of your home or you feel culturally deprived?
The university protesters have caused the Board of Trustees to reconsider their plans. The school now says it wants citizen input. Their final decision on the course is expected later this month. In the meantime, 100 other new golf courses are poised to open in Michigan this year, bringing the state's total to over 1,000. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Marisa Helms in Detroit.